Johnson and Drew Weintraub. Hey, this AC from the D 313. Let's get married. Let's get married. Hey. All right, that's enough of that. But I'm listening to this song. That's a topic. What is getting married too soon? What is getting married too soon? What is considered too soon? Is a couple of months too soon? A half a year, 2 years? What is the longest that you'll wait before marrying a person you're dating or in a relationship with? How long does it take for you to realize that you want to marry that person? Me, personally, it really depends on the person and the connection. The fact that it takes certain things from that I like about a person for me to even be interested in them, interested in dating them or being in a relationship with that person, or even being sexually active with that person, even if for that thought to even cross my mind for real. There are certain things, certain qualities that person has to have for me to even think about those things. Plus, I had to grow up fast. So at my age right now, like I have a mature view on dating for my life personally. I think it's mature or whatever. I don't expect a person to be perfect. I do take the time to see the good and the bad about a person, and I have an understanding that everybody has their own baggage, but it's really about like how much you're willing to accept, like how much baggage are you willing to accept. Everybody has certain issues they have to work through nowadays, I would say. So I would get to know a person. Yeah, I listen to the things that they tell me, but I also pay attention to a lot of things that's not said. So I get to know a lot about a person before I even really consider myself to be interested in them. And then sometimes it really depends on how you know that person. Sometimes you know a person, you already known them for years already. You just never even looked at them in that way. So you kind of feel like you know them already. So it really wouldn't take you that long to say, hey, you know what? I'll be, you know, interested in moving this forward into being in a relationship or probably even marrying this person if they share the same way of thinking when it comes to operating a relationship and trying to grow together, you know, as a couple. You know, so if for example, I would want to be with somebody who understands that communication is important in a relationship. To sit down and talk through those issues. And I feel like with a person that understands, who share that understanding with me and know the importance of sitting down and communicating and working through issues, I think in that type of relationship or having that kind of connection with a person, we can make it through anything. If we were to get married or it was into a serious relationship, if you have that same understanding, so whenever an issue arrives, we can sit down and talk about it and work through it. A person who values loyalty, trust, real love, who understands what real love is, those are all good qualities in my book. A person who has goals in life, things that they want, you know, out of life, know what they want out of life. Those are good qualities to me because I know what I want to do in my life. And I have certain goals set for myself that I'm working towards. So, and it's even more amazing when we have the same goals in common. I'm like, now we really can get somewhere with this. You know, we can work with this. We can work together. We can might even be like a power couple and make things happen. That's just how it, you know, that's how it is in my mind, how it is. certain conversations, we share, we have the same interests and the same type of conversations. We just have a lot of things in common. I think in that case, it can work, but it takes two people who really want it bad enough to make it work. So in that case, when like all these different things are in place, it wouldn't really take me a long time to say, hey, I can probably see myself, you know, spending the rest of my life with this person. Honestly, it really doesn't. It doesn't take me that long to really kind of figure a person out. It doesn't. Whatever. But sadly, sometimes things happen and things happen or whatever. But yeah, I wouldn't get married in 2 weeks though. So what is the longest you'll wait, or what's considered too soon, you know, to get married? No, what is too soon? Because I heard of some people get married in 2 months before, and they didn't know each other at all. Like, they met somewhere in some foreign land, fell in love with each other, hit it off, and said, hey, Skippy, we're going to get married, and they still married today. Then I know some people who were together for 14 years got married and divorced less than a year. And I think in those cases where people wait too long to get married, people have certain expectations after the marriage, after the wedding, and they don't, and it doesn't happen, so they end up being unhappy. In those cases, and I think that's what happened with that. So I think, like, if you've been with somebody for 14 years, you already know that person. You know a lot about that person. So to expect anything different after the wedding would, I would just expect it to be the way it was before the wedding, because I've been with this person for 14 years already. So we're just legally married now, whatever. But I do find that interesting. When you've been with a person for so long, then you get married, and a lot of times it doesn't work out for that, you know, for that reason. So, yeah, that's my little episode on how long should you wait to get married? Or how long does it take for you to know if you want to marry a person or not? So, yeah, I think it depends on the person and the situation. Peace. This is AC from the D. 313. Bye.
What's good? I want to just reply to your question about marriage. I feel like there's no set time for marriage. You can know, you can have a feeling that you may want to be with this person for the rest of your life. But it takes time. It takes years to actually know the person and actually understand that person. It's not just being with that person physically. It's, you have to understand that person mentally, you know what I mean, including spiritually. So I'm not going to say put a set time on the marriage part, but do get married in a fashionable time, because you don't want to wait too late and you don't want to do it too soon, if that makes sense.